Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. We're so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast. We give God praise. We give Him glory. We magnify His name on today. We reverence God. We give God reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my Father's children. I bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. I'm so delighted that you have chosen to worship with us today, and we want to extend a warm welcome to each one of you. We believe that Life Support Outreach Ministry is not just another church. The End Time Men and Women of War Ministry is not just another ministry. We, along with our staff and members and partners, are committed to ministering to the whole person, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And through the grace and provision of God, we are able today to offer, you know, so many different things through this church, through this ministry. So we just give God praise and glory. We're going to get ready to our devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer on today. Amen. Our doxology. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119, starting at the 57th verse. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word. I entreaty thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my way and turn my feet unto thy testimony. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandment. The band of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten the law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy. I have read you from Psalm 119, verse 57, from the first, from verse 57 down to 64. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today just giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory. We give you all honor once today, God. We just bless your name today, God. We just thank you for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. Father, we just ask you today to bind the strong man, God. We bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast today. We bind the strong man today from our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we just give you praise and we give you glory. We just bind up every demonic force right now. We bind you up and we cast you out and we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come now asking you to bless our worship service on today. God, we ask you today to just bless this worship service on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to open each and one of our hearts and our minds that we may be receptive to the word that you're sending on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to encamp angels all around the bottom to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, God. And Lord, you know we just need you today, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, mighty Father, for everything that you've done on today and in each and every day, God, and how you kept us, Lord, and how you never left us, Lord, and how you never forsaken us, God, and how you provided for us, Lord. We just thank you today. We give you glory and we give you praise. And I thank you for the increase in this ministry, in this church. And I thank you for increase, God. And I thank you for increase, God. And I thank you that this is your church. And yes, God, I thank you that this is your church, God, and you will give the increase. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory today, and I give you praise today, God. And I just thank you today, Lord, and I'm asking you today to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister and teach us and preach to us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to use me for your glory. Hallelujah. Use me, God, for your glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God, just let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and use me, God. Yes, Lord, just an empty vessel waiting to be used by you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you today. I praise you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. I just give reverence to God who is my life, and I just thank and praise God for all that he does. I give God praise, you know, my testimony today, hallelujah, is just wake up with a mind to pray. God wake us up and give us a mind to pray. I just thank the Lord today that when he wake you up, he give you a mind to pray and a mind to call on his name, a mind to just sit up and look up and thank God for another opportunity to just say his name, just call on him, seeking him while he may be found. I just thank him today. I'm so encouraged today. I'm just thanking God for all that he does. I give God praise today. See, the devil ain't got no power. So I wake up with a new mercy every day. So I thank God for his mercy. It's new every day. I don't have to have the same old mercy every day. God gives us new mercy. Hallelujah. He gives us new grace. Grace unmerited, unmerited favor. He gives it to us every day in mercy. I just thank him today. He don't have to have mercy on us, but he give it to us and it be new every day. And I thank God on today that he give us new mercy every day. He give me new mercy. I can just go to my prayer closet and ask him to give me new mercy. I don't even have to go in the prayer closet. All I have to do is say, God, Lord, have mercy on today. And I thank him, Lord, for giving me mercy today. I thank him, how he washed over me all night last night and early this morning. Hallelujah, Sandro. In the name of Jesus, he shook me and woke me up. I give him praise on today. Hallelujah. I thank him today. I thank him today. I thank him today. I thank him for being my battle axe. I thank him today for being my redeemer. I thank him today for being my shepherd, and I shall not want. I thank him for my daily bread every day. I thank God on today. I thank him for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in my life. I thank God on today. Yes, he's my rock, my refuge. He's my strength, and I thank him today. Yes, I do. I give God glory, and I give him praise on today. This is our testimony. If anyone have a testimony, this is your finest hour right now. Amen. I give God praise on today. We're going to have another song. If there is no testimonies, we'll have another song. And we'll go right into the Word of God because we have communion today. And I guess a lot of us just forgot we were going to be on 12:30 on today. But I thank God for you that's on here on today. I know it's going to be kind of hard for people to remember, but it's okay.
I'm grateful.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God today for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. It was hard today to keep it in my mind at this time that we would be having our service. It's the first day we've had it at this time. And I thank God as many people is on that is. And then we're going to have our communion as well on today. Today, I think it's the first Sunday. If it's not, it's the second, but in March that we have our communion today. And I just thank and praise God. I have wrestled and I have come up with so many different things to talk about. And just a few minutes ago, maybe an hour ago, God gave me what he really wanted me to talk about on today. So I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to even bring the word on today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I mean, I don't care if it is late, and I don't care if it is time that he gave me what he wanted me to talk about, because when he gives you something, he prepared you for it already. So I'm just going to go with the flow and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. So, Father, I just come now, Lord, just humble to even be used by you, just humble, Lord, to speak whatever word it is that you give me to the people of God. Lord, I ask you to let Deborah decrease today. Let me decrease, God, because I don't know anything anyway. Let the Holy Spirit increase and teach us and preach to us on today, Father. I have no power and no authority but myself. I don't know nothing but the Holy Ghost do. So I just praise you and I thank you for and honor you for allowing me to be used on today. All these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. Today we'll be coming from Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Verses 31 and 32. Amen. Scripture reading for your hearing is, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Strengthen thy brother." Now, the word "converted" in this message do not mean conversion as we think it. The Lord is speaking about the time when Peter will have a change of heart and mind, and his faith will increase. So the topic of this sermon is, where is your faith? Where is your faith? You know, a lot of times we all go through something. We be tested and tried. We be going through tribulation. Everyday life sometimes is a test. You know, everyday life, you know, it's a trial. You be going through stuff all the time. And you have to have faith in God to make it through what you're going through, because God's not going to put no more on you than you can bear. He's not gonna let you hold all of this stuff on you, and you can't bear. He is our burden bearer. That's who God is. That's who Jesus is. Every burden we have, he carries it for us. We think we're doing it on ourselves, because we're looking down in the dirt, in the sand, and seeing two footprints. But God is carrying us, and it's his footprint that we're looking at. God is our burden bearer. He want to know, where is our faith today? I want to know where our faith is, because we go through so many trials and so many situations and so many circumstances, and we fail to lean on Jesus. He is our leaning post. He is who we supposed to go to when we're going through these things, because Satan desire us so he can sift us as weak, like he tried to do Job. But see, God knew Job wasn't going to fail. He knew his faith was strong in him. So he said, okay, you can have Job, because Job's faith is strong. But can he say that about Deborah? Or can he say that about Shemito? Or can he say that about Q? Or can he say that about Lisa? Or can he say that about Talib? Can he say these things about us? Because he know our faith won't fail. We got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We got to be strong, because Satan desire us. He desire us so he can sift us as weak. He want to make us and tear us down, and he want us to fail at everything God trying to get us to do. Oh, we all got callings on our lives. But the devil wants to tear us down. He don't want us to do nothing, God say. He want to embarrass us and embarrass God. But if we have faith in God, if we put all our faith and confidence in God, there is no way that it's going to fail us. Our faith would not fail. Just like Job did. He was looking so bad. He was sick, had sores and boils all over him. His wife said, you stink. You're stinking with sores all over you. Why don't you just curse God and die? But Job said, no. Because I got faith that God, that Jesus, going to do it for me. He said he'll never leave me or forsake me. And this is the kind of faith that we got to have. These are the kind of things that we have to do. The things that we're going through right now, we got to stand. Everybody thinks they're going through more than the other. Ain't nobody going through no more than no other one's going through. God. It's God that's letting us go through these things. He don't have to let us go through it, but he's building our faith. Do you hear me? He's building our character. He wants us to depend on him. That's all God wants. He wants us to depend on him. If you say, God, I can't handle it. I don't know how to do this. Can you help me? I need your help. I don't know this. Help me, Lord. I can't do this. I need you, Lord, and I can't make it without you, Father. Gotta do it. I don't care what it is. If God tell you to do it, you get be trying, found trying. I don't care what it is. You do what God tell you to do. I don't care how you do it, but you do it. If he tell you to stand out in the middle of the highway, you be out there trying to do it, because not nothing going to hurt you. He'll stop traffic both ways, baby, and you'll be standing there, because God ain't going to let nothing happen to you if he tell you to do it. So we have to have a hearing ear. We have to be able to hear God tell us what to do. So we got to keep our faith going and know that God is right there. God is right there. He want us to do what he tell us to do, and he give us enough courage and enough faith. And I thank God on today. I thank God that when we go through, that we have somebody to go to. Lord, help me today. Lord, help me today. Lord, help me today. I can't do it no other way. Lord, help me today. But I thank God on today. I don't care what nobody else say. I don't care what my body say. I don't care what my mind tell me. If God tell me to do it, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Because this body do what I tell it to do. This mind do what God and I tell it to do. Let this mind be in me that's also in Christ Jesus. We got to know that we have to have faith. And if we don't have faith, we don't please God. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. What is it? Let me get it, because I don't want to say it wrong. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If we can hope for something without seeing it, we got that faith. But most of us have to see a thing before we hope for it. We got to see it first. We got to know if it's really going to do what it says it's going to do. No. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. That's what you call faith. You got to have faith. I don't care what you're trying to do. If you don't have faith, it ain't going to work. When I was trying to move to this house, when we were trying to get approved, I got boxes, and I put all my stuff in boxes. And we lived out of the boxes for 3 months because we had faith enough to know that God was going to do it. I didn't know when he was going to do it, and I didn't know how he was going to do it. But I left every pot, every bowl, every plate, and all of my clothes in a box, in the boxes. And my house was full of boxes, but I knew what God said, and I had faith enough to know him. I had faith enough to believe God that whatever it took, he was going to get this house for us. And I thank God today for faith. I thank God for the faith that God gives us, not the little faith that I got. Yes, hallelujah. Not that kind of faith. So back to our sermon topic. Where is your faith? Where your faith at? We're going through these trials. We're going through tests. We be tested day after day after day. We be tested. We be trying. We go through stuff. God want to know where your faith at today. So Luke chapter 22, verse 31 says, and the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Simon, Simon, or Deborah, Deborah, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. We better know of today that we don't want nothing to do with Satan. We don't want Satan looking at us. We don't want nothing to do with it. I don't want nothing like him. I don't want to have nothing like Satan. Nothing in common. Don't look at me. Go look at somebody else. Go look somewhere else. Because my faith ain't in you. My faith is in Jesus. Now, the Lord knew that Peter would deny him. And yet he said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. He knew Peter all the time. When them Pharisees and stuff came to Peter saying, yeah, you look like one of them men that was with him. He was like, oh, no, no, no. He told Peter, he said, before the cock crow, you would have denied me three times. But Peter was like, oh, Lord, no, not me. I ain't going to do that. Not me. You must be talking about somebody else. I'm not going to do that. Mm-mm. That's not me, Lord. You know I love you. You know I'm not going to deny you, Lord. I love you too much. And that's us. A lot of times we don't intend to do it, but we do it. So we got to have our faith in God. I don't care how things look. Believe me, I done been through so much in my life in these 65 years. I can tell you something. I've been through so much. I've been hungry. I've been homeless. I've been everything, and so many other of us have. But, honey, you got to have faith to know that God got you in his hand. God got you. I don't care what situation it is. God got you. God got you. So he told Peter that Satan want to sift you, Satan want to come at you. Just any little way he can get to you, he wants to do it. He say, but I pray for you, Peter, Simon. I pray for thee that thou faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen your brother. See, once we make it, and once God bless us, then we go on about our business. And we leave the other person. We leave our brethren and sister, and we leave them. Hey, you got to pray. That's all I can tell you. But we need to be encouraging them. We need to encourage and help them as much as we can. He said, when thou art converted, strengthen your brother. When you have a change of heart, go back and help your brother get a change of heart. See, we got God. We know that we love God. We know we in God's hands. We know it, but what about my running buddy? When I was down at the VFW, you know, what about those that still smoking weed and crack that I used to hang with? You see, we need to go back and tell them that God did it for me, and I know if he did it for me, he gonna do it for you too. God is not a respecter of person, huh? And I tell you today, we got to help somebody. We got to go back and get somebody. We got to witness to somebody. We got to let them know that I've been converted, and I'm coming back to strengthen you so you can get converted too. Because I serve a mighty God. I serve a good God on today. And I know if he can convert me, he can convert you too. I was at the bottom of the barrel, and he picked me up. He scooped me up out of the miry clay, put my feet on a rock, established my going. God did it. God put me out on Straight Street. God did it. Nobody did it but God. Yes, God, I think that somebody came back and got me converted to him. Somebody strengthened me. When they was converted, they came back and they told me all about Jesus. They told me that Jesus loved me. This they know him, for the Bible told them so. I thank God today that he came back and strengthened me. And I come running and crawling and asking what I must do to be saved. I'm so grateful today that somebody did forgive me. Somebody told me about the Lord. Somebody kept telling me, because it took more than one time, because Satan was tempting me. Satan was tempting me. He didn't want to do it. He was doing it. He was tempting me, honey. He was doing it. I love all close to the end. He did it in the name of Jesus. But my brother and him, my sister and them came back to strengthen me. They came back and them prayers that my mama prayed, them prayers that my father prayed, them prayers that my grandmama prayed strengthened me. Yes, God, my mama told me about being converted. Somebody know all about that. And my daddy told me about the Lord. And my grandmama told me. A stranger told me. And I thank God. I thank God that somebody prayed for me. Somebody had me on their mind. And somebody prayed for me. And I know who prayed. Yet up I send it over to him. Jesus interceded on my behalf. And I thank God on today that they didn't forget about me. They didn't forget about me. So we got to do the same thing. We got to go back. I don't care what they say. Oh, I ain't going back to the club. I ain't going back smoking no drugs. I ain't going back drinking no beer. I ain't going back on the pole. I ain't going to do this no more. You don't have to worry about me. I'm finished. But no, we got to keep on. We can't stop. We got to help them know that God is sitting high and he's looking low. That we have new mercy every morning. That I don't care what you did last night, but early this morning, in him, God will save you. God will touch you. God will convert you. In the name of Jesus, we can't stop him trying to help somebody know who Jesus is. We can't stop him trying to help somebody be converted, get converted, strengthen them, encourage them. In the name of Jesus, I thank God on today. I thank God that God didn't forget about me. He sent somebody. God did it. Hallelujah. I don't care who he sent, but he sent somebody to put it on my mind. In the name of Jesus, I thank God. I thank God on today. I thank him today that God prayed for me. God prayed for you. He prayed for us. That our faith would not fail. We got to have faith in the Lord. Can't nothing else help us. We got to have faith in God. Won't nothing else help us? If we don't trust God, I don't know who you're going to trust. Ain't nobody else. Can't nobody else help you. I don't care what mama and daddy, sister and brother, they can't help you. But God is the one. He's the man. He's the only man that can help us. Yes. And I thank God for his son. I thank God that he died for us. I thank God today that he did not come down from the cross. I thank God. He didn't do nothing wrong. He died for our sins. And we're not grateful. Because the churches, these broadcasting lines should be full of people. But they ain't worried about it. Oh, I think about it. I pray. I do this. I do that. But honey, after a while, they're going to be calling on the Lord every breath they take. And it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. You don't think you got all the time in the world to do this, but you don't. You don't. Because he on his way back for a church. For a body, for a temple without spot or wrinkle on today. I thank God. I thank him today. God is a good God. He's an awesome God. And I love him today because he know exactly what your heart say. He know exactly what's in that heart. He know that you're going to help somebody. He know you're going to go out and try to witness and strengthen somebody. You're going to tell the whoever you can about Jesus and what he already done for you and what he going to do for you. And I thank God on today. I give God the praise and I give him glory on today I thank God on today. We're going to get ready to. That was the word of God for the people of God. And I pray that it helps somebody, because we got to stay in faith. We got to stay in God. We got to believe in God. We got to let his word that's in us, and we got to be in him. His word is in us, but we got to be in him. And anything that we ask him, he'll do it. That's what the word say. He said, if my word is in you and you in me, you can ask me whatever it is. He's saying, I'll do it for you. And I believe him. Because believe me, I did it. His word is in me. And I'm in him. And I asked him. And he did it. So all I got to do now is thank him for doing it. I believed him. My faith held out. And I thank God today. I thank him today. I thank him today. Y'all better get on it. Do it. Try God. See what he do it for you. I dare you to try. See what he be right there for you. I dare you to do it. I dare you to do it. God is good. So we just thank God on today. We thank him today. Where is your faith? Believe God. Where is your faith? Believe him. We're going to get ready to have our communion.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Dr. Deborah Dave, I just thank God for you and Pastor Edward Dane, my leaders, anti-women of war, anti-men and women of war, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord and his Christ. And I just thank God for that testimony and that great, awesome sermon. It was very penetrating and compelling for me in my attempt to serve the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you so much. Thank God. I just ask the Lord to just hide me behind his cross, cleanse me from all unrighteousness, forgive me of all my sins. And let us just, as the Spirit is leading me, that we must be mindful when we come to the table of our Lord and his Christ, that we need to be repenting and cleansed of heart and mind, and asking the Lord to hide us behind his cross in our struggles, that we are mindful to be understand that this is a holy ritual, because this is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on for the and shed his blood for our sins. And just a moment.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Just a moment to find a way. Okay. For I receive for the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us all eat and partake of his body, which is the bread, which was broken, which was bruised for our transgressions and our iniquity. Let us all eat. Thank you, God. In the same manner, he also took the cup. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Let us all drink and drink, knowing that this is the representative of the blood of our Lord and his Savior, Jesus Christ, which was shed on Calvary's cross for the propitiation of our sins and to put us in right standing with Jehovah God, our Father. And then we are filled with his Holy Spirit, and this Holy Spirit is the guarantee that in the fullness of redemption, we shall receive the resurrection as Christ did on the third day after he had been crucified and his blood had been shed for the sins of the whole world. Let us remember him in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this Lord's Day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you done?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So, I'm going to play a song. And if you all ate or did what Prophetess Lisa said, it's fine. And that's good. And then we'll go over it again because she did a good job. I didn't know she was going to do it. She could, you know, I would have, you know, allow her to do it if she had a, I would have told you all that she was going to do it. But if you did it, it's fine. If not, we'll go just again. And don't forget that we have to repent of all of our sins. I know everybody know that. And everything. You did an excellent job, Prophetess, of doing it and everything. But we thank and praise God for your willingness to do this is a blessing of God, but we want to just know that when this is a holy thing that we're doing, and it can't be out of order. It's got to be in order. It's got to be in order. So when we do stuff like this, you know, it has to be in order, you know, so God will be pleased with this. So we just thank and praise God on today. And when we, like she said, you have to show enough have your mind clear. You have to repent of every known and unknown sin that we've committed against God, you know. And then we have to bless this bread. Father, we for the bread that you provided for us to partake in. We thank you for the juice. We ask you to take it, to turn it today from a natural use to a spiritual use, Father, and let it be used for cleansing, healing, and deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, as where she left off and where she read and she left off at, was, okay, did everyone eat already? Did everyone partake of the communion already?
I didn't. I was still praying because we didn't have prayer, so I was praying.
I'm sorry, did I do that? Because I thought you had called me to do it.
No, I didn't say. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go back over so everybody can eat. It says, for I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Break the bread and eat it. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's drink, the ones that didn't. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I will sit in order when I come. I thank and praise God for our communion today. And I thank and praise God for Prophetess Parrish, because she thought she heard me. And I probably would have did the same thing. But I thank you, Prophetess Harris, for even going on through with it, because I hadn't told you. You know, and you thought I did, but you did a good job. You did an excellent job with it. I just want to make sure everyone ate, and we all did it together. So I thank you for it. Don't you okay? Because you might have heard the Spirit of the Lord say it. You know, you might have heard it.
Communion. Maybe you said let us do communion, and maybe I did it before you were ready.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. Because you told me to do it.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to take communion, and I'm going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you today. Father, if it's anybody that's on this radio broadcast that want to be a member here, this is your time. If you want to be a member, it's still room at the cross for us on today. Anybody that want to come to the Lord, want to give their life to the Lord, want to join the End Time Men and Women Ministry, the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, the Life Support Outreach Ministry, or the Prayer Room Ministry, this is your finest hour on today. We just thank you, God. We praise your name on today. And Father, I ask you now to cover each one of us. Cover us, Lord, in the blood. Encamp your angels all around us, Lord, to protect us today from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. Father, you know all about us, Lord. We just thank you on today. We give you praise. Lord, we thank you for the things that you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do, all the things that you've already done, God. We give you praise. Thank you for covering our children and grandchildren and great-grand. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, Father, for this church family. God, I ask you right now to keep each one of them covered, God. You know what they all need, Lord, and we thank you on today. Lord, I just see so many great things that's coming our way, God. I just thank you right now. I thank you for the covenant that you made with us, God. I just thank you today. I thank you, Lord, that lives are being changed. I thank you, Lord, that we're being converted, God. I thank you that we're witnessing, trying to get other people converted. We're trying to strengthen our brother, God. And I thank you on today. Even the ones that you know you don't like, God, I ask you to let us be able to go back and strengthen them and pray for them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to give us all an intercessory gift, Lord, to pray for the people of God and pray for those that don't know you and the pardon of their sins. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you on today. I give you praise on today. Lord, I give you glory. I ask you to bless Apostle Dean in his absence. I ask you to cover him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. I ask you on today, Lord, to give him more wisdom, give him more knowledge, give him more understanding, give us strengthen his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I know you can do it. And I know you can, and I know you have, and I believe you will, and I just thank you for doing it today. I thank you that you've given the increase into this ministry. I thank you that you're sending people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you today that lives are being changed under these ministries, under this church, under these people. God, I thank you today in the name of Jesus, because we still know that we have faith in you, and our faith have not failed. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise on today, and I give you glory. I don't care if don't nobody show up. Lord, when you tell me to come, I'm going to be on here, Lord. My faith will not fail me. I don't care how the devil try to make it look. Lord, I thank you today, and I thank you, God, and I don't care, Lord, I thank you. My faith will not fail me, Lord, because you always come through for us, Lord. I don't care what it looks like, Lord. You always right there, and I give you praise today. I give you glory today. I give you honor today. And I thank you today, God. And I give you praise. I give you praise. I worship you, God. And I give you praise, God. And I worship you, Lord. And I give you praise on today. I give you praise today. And I thank you today for each one of them.
Lord, bless them, Lord. Please bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Encourage them, Lord. You know what they need. God, do it for them. Do it for them. Do it for them, Lord. Do it for them, God. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. We're dismissed, and God bless you all. I love you. We'll be right back on her Tuesday evening for Bible class. And I think, I'm not for sure, but I think this week we're supposed to have business meeting. But I'll get with you all. I'll contact each one of you if we're going to have it. You know, I want to make sure everybody is there. So we just, even if we have to have it before Bible class, maybe a half hour before, so it won't tie up everybody. It's not bothering me, but I know it, people have things to do, and I don't want to tie up everybody. But we do need to have a business meeting on the things that we're going to be doing. So God bless you all. I love you. I enjoy each one of you as well. God bless you. Have a good night. Good day.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.